Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and this is a lovely day in Atlanta where we do the show. We are heading toward the 42nd Dove Awards, and so here in Atlanta, there are a lot of shows that are going on. We just got through attending 3HP Records event on Saturday where they had the Gospel Explosion Live, and that was a blast. It was hosted by Troy Edwards, and he had some amazing talent there. So we want to give a shout-out to him. Troy, we love you much. Appreciate you. And so this week, everybody that's in the gospel music industry is heading to Atlanta. They have some amazing showcases going on. tomorrow night, my buddy, my pal, my brother, Sergio Krum, excuse me, is going to be hosting the C Room Live in Atlanta. That's going to be at the Luxurious Moral Center. The lineup is amazing. We have Dwayne Woods, Wes Morgan, Isaac Carey, Jessica Reedy, Keisha Rainey, Todd Delaney, CJ Balance, JS from the UK, Beverly Moore. Just the list just goes on and on. And one thing, Sergio Krum will be our special guest today. And one thing that I love about this man, he is a great visionary. He's a great man of God. He is the founder and the visionary of the C Room, which is a local Christian club here in Atlanta, that God has given him the vision to kind of create a platform so that independent artists can come in and they can showcase their talent. And he has provided and paved the way for so many greats, such as Darlene McCoy, Christopher Lewis, Cynthia Jones. And, you know, he just has opened up his house and he has blessed independent artists greatly. So on the 19th, he is going to be hosting the C Room Live in Atlanta, One Church, One Voice, and God is just doing some amazing things. So we're going to not prolong it anymore. We're going to bring on my brother, my friend, Pastor Sergio Krum of the C Room Live. Hey, Sergio.
Good evening. How you doing, Wanda? How you doing this evening?
Did I do you right? You see, I just pumped you up for the people.
Boy, I tell you, you know that? You just know how to do it right. You know how to do it right. We just appreciate you and everything that you're doing in this industry also, just making some things happen in this in the kingdom of the Lord. And so we're grateful to even have this opportunity to be on your show tonight to talk about what God is doing.
Amen. Well, you know, the Word of God says, give honor to whom honor is due, and you are certainly due honor because I know that you represent the kingdom. You represent it well. You know, there's no half-stepping in your game. You don't wear Jesus on your sleeve. You're not a perpetrator. He is who you are.
Well, you know, one thing about it is I give God all the credit. You know, I tell myself all the time, listen, this is God's business. You just a manager or a steward. And so, you know, my thing is to try to be a good manager, a good steward over another man's business. And so since this gospel business is Jesus, I'm trying to make sure that I'm handling his business correct and doing what needs to be done to make sure that his business is a profitable business when it comes to souls.
Amen. Now tell our listeners what they can expect to experience when they come down to the Luxurious Moral Center where it's going down, Sergio.
Well, I'm telling you, let me just say this right here. You know, when people ask me, like, what's the C-Room like? And I have to tell them, you know, it's an experience. You know, we have different genres of music, from Christian comedy to spoken word to holy hip-hop. And, you know, I tell people sometimes at the beginning of the night, we may all be laughing our heart out but by the middle of the end, we may be hearing a prophet. They all be just laid out across the altar. And just when God rests the room, I mean, we just let go and let God. So, you know, it's not just like an entertainment thing where you just come and somebody entertaining you, but it's when the worship and when the praise of God comes in that place, you know, we put all the formality out of the way and let God do his thing. So if what they need to be expecting when they come to the sea room is just a move of God through worshiping us.
Amen. Now, how did the vision behind the sea room, know that, you know, the title is kind of interesting because your last name is Krum, so you just kind of hyphenated that and made it the sea room. But how did the vision behind the sea room come to pass?
Well, Wanda, about 20 years ago, I was doing a lot of production and music. My family was well-known in the city and around about for doing music, and we did. My brothers and I, we did a lot of production. We were musicians. We played with a lot of prominent musicians and singers and artists. But, you know, as a musician and everything, I got a chance to experience some different styles of music and different genres of music. And so sometimes I was playing in some places that would be considered a secular event. And I would see, you know, I would see some Christian people there at some of the churches I was playing for. Not that they were doing anything; they were just in the atmosphere. And so I would go back to the church and everything. I said, you know, we need to create something for Christian people today to go without the smoke, without the alcohol, without all the foolishness and all the things going on. And so, you know, I got pushed aside. You know, each time I brought it up, it was like, we don't want to, the naysayers were saying it would never work. We don't want to do anything like that. That's not godly and God not in it. And so, you know, I obeyed Habakkuk. Habakkuk said, write the vision, make it plain. You know, and though it seems like it's not going to come one day, it says, wait on it.
All right.
For it shall surely come to pass. And I learned something in that experience one day, and this is that sometimes God will allow you to peek into your assignment, your future assignment, but it does not mean that just because God lets you see some things that he's about to use you in, that is for right now or right then. So I had to wait till God till the ground and bring the people in place to help make this thing happen. And so it took a 15, 20-year process. And so in 2006, I was appointed senior pastor of the Evangelistic New Life Church here in Florence Park, Georgia. And one of the things I did, I didn't go in and change the administrative area of the church or go in and change anything to order the service. I just preached like it was my last time every Sunday. And but one of the things I did, I started that C-Room Vision. And that's kind of how it kicked off from there. The C-Room Vision was the first thing that I put my hands to do and kicked off that vision and everything. And the vision is about people having a place to go without compromising their Christian stance. Also, it gives the body of Christ that have gifts that the church don't normally embrace an opportunity, like Christian communions. They're not performing every Sunday. A spoken word army, they're not performing every Sunday. They got to wait till the fifth Sunday or the big program in the year, but they're writing every day. So what do they do with their talent every day? So, you know, I created a venue and a place where Christian people can go and have a good time and be entertained. And then I created a place for those that were gifted in worship and arts to be able to perform somewhere outside of the four walls. So that's kind of the origin of where the C Room comes from. It comes from out of that experience, seeing our people in places and the church not having anything for them to do except go to the IHOP and Waffle House on the weekend.
So you don't want him just eating grits and eggs. You want them to get spiritually fed. Is that what you're trying to say, Mr. Crew?
You got it.
You say,
you know,
do some push-aways and let me feed you with Jesus?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the church people, they say a lot of, you know, obese. You know, you eat a lot of chips in it.
What you saying, sir? They fat on some other things. They not fat on the word.
You know it, Sister
Wanda. Oh, you're hilarious. Now tell our listeners what they can expect tomorrow night, where if they want to know where the real happenings are going to be at in Atlanta. I want your listeners to know that it's going down tomorrow night at the Merle Center in Merle, Georgia. Sergio is going to you, huh?
Go ahead.
It's not going down tomorrow? Sergio,
uh-huh.
I'm following your lead. I'm telling the people it's going down. Is it going down tomorrow, Sergio?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like nobody can do it like the C-Room can. I mean, those that have experienced the C-Room, they know how we do it. I mean, we don't play when it comes. I got one of the ultimate bands in this town and around. I mean, these guys are highly anointed. They play, you know, skillfully, and they're performers. You know, and just the band is anointed. You can have live DJ. You know, it's gonna be, you're gonna be able to let your hair down. You know, you're gonna be able to let your hair down on tomorrow night, and you're gonna be able to leave there not feeling like you condemned from where you've been and not having a good time. So I want you to just come. I tell people, I tell the ladies, bring your pumps and your stilettos, but make sure you bring your shouting shoes. You know,
all right.
Bring your shouting shoes with you now. Give you a little flap where you can get your praise on. Because it's gonna be a move of God on tomorrow night.
Okay, and tell our listeners a little bit about your lineup.
The lineup tomorrow is consists of Wes Morgan. You know, he's up for a Dove nominee on tomorrow. Isaac Carey. For those that don't know, Isaac was one of the members of Men of Standard. And we have Jessica Reed. She was one of the finalists in the Sunday's Best. What's his name? Dwayne Woods. He's going to be there also. And Shonda Corelli, those that know the Medea, the plays and the movie of Tyler Perry's movie. Shonda Corelli plays a major part in that. Then we have some artists all the way from the UK. And these artists are also nominees for the Dove Awards. That's a hip-hop artist, J.S., and traditional gospel is Beverly Moore. And we also have a former baseball player for the New York Mets, Todd Delaney. I'm telling you, this guy is on fire for the Lord. I mean, he's just a phenomenal singer. John Waller, he's a TCM artist. What we're doing is, Wanda, is we're letting the people know that this particular event is just not a concert, but this is the theme of this is one church, one voice. You know, and it represents different styles, different nationalities. We're just bringing all God's people together under one church. There's only one in one body, but many members. And so,
amen.
What we're doing is symbolizing that symbolic symbol of the Lord. You know, one body, but God has many members, and we're bringing all those members into one.
Amen. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead and do it for Jesus, Sergio.
That's right. That's right. We're making a move of God. You know, we're going to get our last phone. I got one of the top Christian comedians in the country, Willie Brown and Woody. He's been on Comic View, Comedy Central. This guy is just a phenomenal Christian artist, clean, and he's been with us for about three, four years. And God has soared, you know, taken his career to big heights, and he's going to be there with us. So I'm telling you, we're going to be laughing. We're going to be praising. We're going to be dancing. We're going to be shouting. I mean, that thing is just going to be an amazing experience of God's movement at the Mahler Center. Matter of fact, now the Mahler Center is about a $10 million conference center. We spent about $10 million on this event hall. And I tell you what, if it ain't sanctified, we're going to sanctify it tomorrow.
All right. We're going to light it up, huh?
We're going to light it up tomorrow. We're going to sanctify the walls tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, tell people where they can get tickets and where they can get additional information about the C-Room Live in Atlanta, One Church, One Voice.
You can go on our website, that's c-roomatlanta.com. Right there on the front page, you can scroll down and you'll see the pre-Dove Award party logo and a flyer there. And right up under it, you can hit the link and go right to purchasing your ticket. And if not, if you're having a problem with that, you can go to Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, Brite.com, and put in the search engine C-Room Live, and you'll come right up to purchasing your tickets. And also, you can just check out our other lineup. We do things with the C-Room. The C-Room also has a news and entertainment company that covers a lot of events. And for those that have, like, releases and artists that got new projects out, we promote a lot of this stuff on the news and entertainment part of the C-Roll.
Amen. Well, Sergio, I thank you so much for hanging out with us. And you know I'm going to be there, listeners. I'm going to be getting my praise on at the C-Room Live event in Atlanta. I want you to tell all your friends. Tweet them. You can get information, additional information about the event on Facebook. I have it as my profile picture, which is Wanda Adams and Wanda Adams 2. So we want you just to come out to show your support for the C-Room Live. And if don't just stop there. If you can't, you know, we want you to make the event tomorrow, but check out Sergio and the C Room every Friday night because he has some of the best talent.
Every Friday. And Wanda, excuse me, I want to also make sure that they get a number case for those that don't that needs to talk to us directly. That number is 877-800-6801. 877-800-6801.
And tell them one more time.
Go ahead. The website is c-roomatlanta.com, and the number is 877-800-6801.
Okay, and tell them one more time where it's going down at, Sergio.
It's going down at the Morrow Center. That's 1180 Morrow Circle at South Lake. For those that know where the South Lake Mall is, and Morrow is right there on the outside building adjacent to the mall.
Well, again, I thank you for hanging out with us. You know, I appreciate it. I love you so much because you are my brother. And so I just want to encourage you to continue to do what God has called you to do.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate your ministry. And I pray that God continues to open up doors where you can continue to spread the word like what we're doing and help others in the gospel to reach the goals and the places that God has given them to go.
Amen. Well, we're going to take another music break. I'm going to play a song by the one and only Keisha Rainey, and she's going to be showcasing at the C Room Live event tomorrow night. So for those of you that are in the area, you want to come out and see her. And our second segment, we're going to bring up another amazing man of God, none other than Broderick Purvis. He is the radio personality of WLOU in Louisville, Kentucky, and he has a special, special talent that he's going to share with us when he comes on. But I want you to keep it locked. Don't you go nowhere. Tweet, text, let somebody know that you're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we're going to sit back and enjoy Rejoice in the Lord by Keisha Rainey. Check it out.
My friends and family talked to me, but I couldn't hear the words.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to Rejoice in the Lord by the Billie Holiday of Gospel, Keisha Rainey. And she's going to be ministering in song tomorrow night, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the C Room Live in Atlanta, One Church, One Voice. So if you're in the area, you want to come out and check her out. And we have many, many more amazing people that are just going to be setting the building on fire for Jesus. Now coming up next is a man that I just adore. He is the radio personality on WLOU in Louisville, Kentucky. But he is such an awesome man of God. He is a minister. He has a special gift. He is talented. He is anointed in his own right. So with no further ado, we're going to bring him on the line. And it's none other than the one and only Roderick Purvis, a.k.a. Purvis. Purvis, are you there?
I'm here. I was just wondering
who
you keep talking about.
I'm talking about you. You know you got that anointing going on that, you know, you just start blessing people from 1,000 miles away. It just that kind of just seeps out through the phone.
Oh, man, the Lord is good and good all the time. Man, I'm just, like, totally, like, on tiptoes with anticipation just to be able to be on your show. I've been, like, calling the number since Friday trying to get in.
You know, and I've been just saying, you know, I said, this show is going to be a blast because I got my brother on the line. You know, he just has that special spirit. I said, you know, he knows how to reach out and touch people and make them feel whole. Whenever you need a word of encouragement, you know, you'll just send. I had to laugh because this past week I've been so busy with the Double Awards getting ready to take place here in Atlanta, and you send me an email. You say, you okay, sugar? I said, that's all right. I said, that's all right, Purvis. You know, I said, that just blessed me so because you really wanted to make sure I was okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I think that's the beautiful thing about radio, that we have to take it a step farther than just a ministry, and it becomes a relationship. And once that relationship is established, I'm like a leash. Once I get you in a relationship of our friendship, I just can't let go. Just love you. Just love you.
Hey, that's okay. You know, we love you. We love you more.
Oh, don't make me cry. I will cry on radio. Just cry.
Well, you know, people in our chat room and people that are in queue, we just point our hands to the phone and we say, just God, just bless Purvis right now.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, the funny thing about it, Miss Wanda, nationally with, you know, WLOU Radio and which we do stream on WLOUonline.com and just being able to talk and get gospel artists to come on and do interviews with them. And this special talent that you're speaking of, my wooden spoons.
I was just going to spring that on the people. I was going to let them know. I was going to let you do a little something for them because I know that your spoons are anointed. You know, they're just not regular spoons. Tell the people what you got going on with these spoons. Now, these spoons will break every yoke. Come on, Purvis.
That's right. These spoons are just special. They got red lights all around them. You know, when they click together, they light up. But the only problem is, Miss Wanda, I have no rhythm. I have no beat. Well, most of the time when I play them, I'm all off beat and people, like, kind of chime me out, take my spoons away. But they wouldn't, you know, and sometimes I have to buy me an extra pair because I crack them because I'm beating on them so hard. But it's just a blessing, you know, and what has happened is locally everybody in the Louisville, Kentucky area knows I have no rhythm and can't play. But nationally, what artists have taken grips of is the wooden spoons. Well, I actually called my middle school music teacher. She's trying to teach me how to play the wooden spoons correctly.
Can you give us a little something with the spoons?
No, I didn't bring my spoons today because it's raining in Louisville, and if I play them in the rain, the lights might start smoking. They always say you have an excuse where you don't want to look bad.
Well, brother, we don't want you to look bad, but,
yes,
you know.
Man.
Can you do you rap a little bit? Can you beatbox for us?
No, you know, all I do, Miss Wanda, is make people laugh. That's all I do, telling them stuff that I want to do and I can't do. I guess that's the key.
So know, we got a word for that purpose. You know, they call that perpetrate.
Oh, well, I'm good at that perpetrating. I'm good at that. I think that's part of radio. But I'm just amazed with you, Miss Wanda. I mean, the people that you have, the anointing of the ministry music that you have, like with Tanya Dallas Lewis, with Keisha that you just played, and many others, man. I'm just trying to grow up and be like you.
Hey, you know, I was trying to be like you. But
how long
did
you know that I couldn't play the spoons?
No, I know you can play spoons. See, I know that you just don't want to give them any free something. See, because I know you charge when you pay the spoons. I know what the real deal is.
Yeah, I charge big red chocolate cake.
You want people to go ahead and pay that money to hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm not mad at you.
Yes,
I know
ma'am.
You don't want to give that away. But I know you're a bad brother on them spoons.
That's right. And you know, that's all I need is a big red and chocolate cake, and I play all day long.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, listeners, do you hear that? We need to get Purpose some big red and chocolate cake. But, you know, I got a little surprise for you right now, Purpose. I got somebody that's in our queue that really want to bless you, and I know this person thinks so highly of you. It's the one and only Tanya Dallas Lewis. Tanya, tell Purpose what you think of him.
I just want to know if I can get his autograph. And, you know, I just hit him up on Facebook. He didn't respond. I was trying to figure out if he gave wooden spoon lessons. Because I was just a letter in my spirit, you know, that my 9-year-old should learn how to, you know, the art of wooden spoon. But he didn't reply.
Well, because I was just so overwhelmed that you would ask a question like that. And it really just shocks me because I just share this with y'all. Now just act like all these 3,000 listeners are not listening. I really can't play. I really can't play. But I'm learning. I'm with my music teacher, and I'm going to learn how to play. And soon as I really get to the point where I can play the wooden spoons, first thing I'm doing, Tanya, I'm coming to Virginia with my big red, with my chocolate cake, with my lime green suit, my purple shoes, with my tube socks, and my orange tie, and I'm going to teach your child how to play the wooden spoon.
I'm
going to do that.
I think
you know that sounds so attractive, Purpose. Don't it, Tanya? That just sounds nice. You know, hey, you just all the ladies are just lighting up the chat room. Ooh, purple suit. Go ahead on, Purpose.
Man, that's right. That's right. And then it's got a cape on the back of it that lights up and say my name.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, got to do what I got to do. Let it do what it do. What it do.
You know, he exciting some folks. Go ahead on, Purpose. I'm not mad at you.
But I'm gonna fly down to Atlanta.
Huh?
Can I fly down to Atlanta and maybe, you know, while I'm in Atlanta, you was talking to my brother at the C Room? Did I say it right?
Uh-huh.
Can
Sergio
I come to the
Cruz.
C Room and play my wooden spoons?
Hey, you sure can.
Okay. Now, the only reason I play them if you bring Tanya Dallas Lewis there and let her sing Fault.
I was just about to say that. You know, I think Miss Wanda, if he could open up for me, that would I don't know. That would touch my heart so much. I would really appreciate that.
The only thing that
Tanya, you have a special request because he wants you to play. He wants to play the wooden spoons to Fault.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. And I don't want. But only thing about it, Tanya, you know, it's about the ministry. But you know,
yes,
people really love the performance and everything. And I don't want to take any light away from you because when I start playing my wooden spoons, man, all the eyes are on me.
Hey, Purpose, what you say? She better take her boss out somewhere.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Purpose, you are a master. There's nobody like you, and that's why I love you.
Man, I love you too. Man, Tanya Dallas Lewis is like my sister from another mother, from another city, from another state.
All right, y'all. I'm in the middle of the grocery store. Let me get off this line.
All right, get some chicken and Big Red while you're there.
I will.
Cool. All right, Miss Wanda, you still there?